And Meghna, we're hearing from listeners. Roger Bacon writes, weather should be described in absolutes, no more wind chill. But I'm wondering, don't some people feel this is a competition? I mean, aren't we all trying to prove we have the lowest temperatures? So we want to know your thoughts on wind chill at hereandnow.org.
Where we also really heard, Robin, from you listeners after another story we aired earlier this week. Paul Eisenstein of the automotive news website, thedetroitbureau.com, he joined us to talk about all those high-tech car innovations at this year's Consumer Electronics Show. And there was one thing he said that drew some pretty strong reaction from people across the country. It was about a new device from Audi.
This is a car that replaces its high beams with laser beams. And it's so powerful that this vehicle would be able to light up the road a third of a mile ahead of you.
Brighter headlights? Aren't we blinded already by using those high beams all the time? That was one response on our website from Faye Nissenbaum. And Rick Evans also chimed in. He added, laser high beams? Wonderful. Now we'll have idiots blinding oncoming drivers from a third of a mile away. He goes on to write, in today's over-illuminated cities and suburbs, you hardly need to use headlights or those idiotic extra bright bluish lights. And Robin, I have to say, quite frankly, I felt the same way because my eyes are pretty good, not perfect. And I'll tell you that sometimes when I drive down the road at night, I feel like I have to squint a bit because of how bright some headlights already
are. Well, you flash at them to turn them down. But what did Paul say?
Well, he said that, first of all, it's not certain that Audi is going to do a production version of the laser high beams. And if they do, it will almost certainly have auto-dimming features on it. Paul also said that other car companies are experimenting with auto-dimming features.
One of the really interesting things is the latest Mercedes S-Class has a technology on it that actually uses some semi-mechanical technologies that will block part of the headlight. So if it sees a car coming towards you, it will actually put a blocker in front of part of the headlight so only the part that doesn't go into the oncoming traffic's eyes of drivers will still be allowed to shine on the road.
So that's something, but is it enough for you? Let us know at hereandnow.org. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Olin College of Engineering, working to revolutionize engineering education at olin.edu. And Gentle Giant Moving Company, coordinating moves in neighborhoods across the country with locations nationwide. More at gentlegiant.com.